One of the disgruntled Zimbabweans is Kudakwashe Matibiri of Harare's Highfield High Density suburb, who believes that President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party has failed to create a democratic state since 1980.
Our life expectancy is now at 35 years. Our health system is literally dilapidated. The road infrastructure, to quote someone, if Ambuyane and I were to come back today, she would not be lost in the streets of Harare, suggesting that nothing has happened in terms of infrastructure development. So this is the sad story of Zimbabwe 35 years after independence, exactly where we were, if not in a worse position.
Matibiri says Zimbabwe needs to create a democratic environment through abiding by the rule of law, the conduction of free and fair elections, and strengthening other key pillars of democracy, like aligning old laws with the new constitution.
The question of legitimacy still hangs around Zimbabwe's neck, and until it is resolved, Zimbabwe cannot develop meaningfully. There is consensus that the current leadership embodied in ZANU-PF and its leaders is not a leadership that was elected by the people.
Chitungwiza resident Edgar Gweshe says in-house squabbles in the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, or MDC, have helped in maintaining the status quo in the country.
The problem now with our opposition politics that they seem to be driven more by the need for political office at the expense of addressing the pressing issues facing the nation at large. So I think they really need to speak with one voice, come up with a grand coalition that will dislodge ZANU-PF from power and move the nation forward.
On the other hand, MDC founding leader Morgan Tsvangirai argues that pro-democracy forces should now work together to address the challenges being faced by many Zimbabweans.
The country is facing a very big crisis, and I think the elephant in the living room is that where is the end game? The end game is not going to come because individuals have their little parties. Congress resolved to welcome all members of other political parties, even former rebels, to come and join the party in order to strengthen the base to fight for a new democratic and prosperous Zimbabwe.
His views are echoed by MDC Renewal Team spokesperson Jacob Mafume.
We need a grand coalition. It cannot be grand if we are uniting with ourselves. It can only be grand if we are uniting with people whom we were not united with. We believe that they are saying things, they are feeling the effects of the very same dictatorship that they themselves created. And they have had their Damascus moment, we hope.
A church led by Bishop Sebastian Bakare is in the process of convening such a conference, which it has dubbed the National Convergence Platform. But Mukaratirwa says what is needed is a power broker.
We need to come together, you know, brainstorm around it, be very candid, frank and honest with each other, point out where we are going wrong, for example, the indigenization policy, where we don't seem to have a common interpretation of what that policy is all about, you know, property rights and that sort of thing. We need to come together and then find a way forward.
Another Harare resident, Sharon Chakacha of Headcliff, says the recent alleged abduction of pro-democracy activist Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Unity Square puts Zimbabwe on the international radar for the wrong reasons.
35 years down the line, the Zimbabwean government is saying that they've got freedom of speech and association, and yet if one person tries to speak out, they are abducted. And I think what they're simply doing is that they want to instill fear in any other ordinary Zimbabwean.
The organization has been calling for the resignation of President Mugabe, claiming that he has failed to properly run the country since independence. For its part, ZANU-PF says it is doing all it can to ensure that the situation returns to normal. The party's national spokesperson, Simon Kayamoyo, says Zimbabwe's moribund economy will turn around if the 5-year local economic blueprint, the $27 billion Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Economic Transformation, or ZIM asset, is fully implemented. He says Zimbabweans should thank his party because they are now proud owners of their land, a critical issue that led to the liberation struggle of the 1960s and 1970s. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.